Good evening to you, Tommy.
Good evening, Linda.
And you have a poem for me. Now, where did the idea for this poem come from?
Well, see, the story was, Linda, I asked for help through alcohol abuse about 18 years ago. And it was an uphill struggle for me. But the point of the poem was, I always loved to sing from a very young age. But when I started taking alcohol, I started believing that I needed the alcohol to sing. I couldn't sing without it. You know, but to cut a long story short, I asked for help and I got into recovery. And some years ago, about 3 years ago, I met up with some people around music and addiction and recovery of addiction. And they identified with me that they never had the confidence to get on stage or do anything without a mood altering substance. So we formed a wee group called Voice for Recovery. And we used to meet on a Thursday night and do some creative writing and listen to some background music and sing. You know, so plus the fact, in my singing, in my drinking days, I hosted my own karaoke shows. And I mean, I was good enough at it, Linda. You know, I was always getting bookings and, you know, I was never asked to, you know, not to come back. But the point was I needed the alcohol. But the karaoke bit, my friends had known that I had hosted karaoke shows. So the poem goes from my karaoke days, my addiction, and my recovery. So,
go ahead, Tommy.
Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead, Tommy.
Okay, it goes like this. The karaoke king. I always like to party. I always like to sing. In fact, my friends would call me the karaoke king. Always in the limelight. Always in the bar. Laughing with the punters, who also like the jar. Together we were merry. Together we could talk. But when I left and headed home, it was a very lonely walk. The mask that I was wearing hid my guilt and shame, hid the fact that I'd become a man without a name. Locked in my addiction, it soon controlled my life, taking everything of worth, my kids, my job, my wife. Still I love to party. Still, I loved to sing. The joker with the mask on the karaoke king. I got the help I needed, and my recovery is strong. Relationships have mended, and my life is moving on. I don't need to wear a mask now. I'm happy to be me. I'm the man I am today is who I was always meant to be. I have a lot of friends now, and together we all sing, and they are proud to stand beside the karaoke king.
Tommy, you've no idea. That is just the most amazing thing, and I'm just so glad that you got to the point that you could do that, and that you could, because some people never find what you found. Nobody's saying it's easy, because it's a long and a hard road. And you just got to be proud and you know, give yourself a pat on the back for the things, even when you fall down.
And even when I read it, Linda, I still feel very emotional, you know. Because looking back on it, I didn't know the emotional stress and pain it had on my loved ones and so forth. You know, why is he doing that to himself? But especially when it gets that, but, you know, like my kids, my job, my wife and all. But thankfully through my recovery, we all have good relationships now, you know, as I say in the poem, that the relationships have mended. But it was a great achievement for me to do that, and it gave me, in addiction, you see, you're bankrupt of self-esteem and self-worth, you know, and self-confidence. So being able to do this is my defense against my addiction, you know, proving that I can do this without a mood-altering substance, and, you know, so... It has been good, you know. But thanks very much for letting me read that out, Linda.
You've no idea how much you've touched me. I had a dad who was an alcoholic, and he never ever got to the point where you are. Never ever. You know, he might have been into places for a couple of weeks, but he never got to the point where he actually would really, really listen to anybody. He was always stuck in that beating himself up and us feeling, why aren't we worth it that you haven't helped yourself? So listening to that from you is just a very touching thing that you've managed to do that, to pull yourself up. No matter how many times you fall, just remember that you have done that.
Uh-huh. But I mean, I have to say too, I mean, I got tremendous help from when I first asked for help, Linda, all those years ago. Mm-hmm. My doctor just handed me a phone number, and it was of Kinmara and Newry, and they were on my road years ago, you know, and I've always kept in contact with them, and the people I've met through the recovery, it's been uplifting, you know.
I've just got a text in here. Excuse me. I've just got a text in here. Well done, Tommy. I applaud you. And that's from Sharon and Bangor. Also, Big Ben was in touch with me. He says, Tommy, you've just given me so much inspiration. You don't know.
But that's great, Linda.
Listen, so if you've helped even one person just by that poem, that's an amazing thing you've done,
and that,
Tommy.
And that's what we all say too, Linda. In addition, you know, coming from a person who was of no worth to anyone, you know, helping others helps me in my recovery. And that is fact.
But just remember, it was you that felt you were no worth.
You
that felt that you were no worth, because coming from a family like that, you know, those people around you just want you to do better and be better.
Yeah, and that's what the addiction tells you. Yeah. The addiction is so powerful. It does tell you you're worthless, but, you know, and...
You're not.
You know, but I mean, I've come out of that, and I really appreciate you letting me read that, Linda. I didn't think it would have meant so much to people, you know.
Yeah. Well, it does, and you've just really touched me, and you made my night, actually, hearing that. It was lovely.
Thanks very much, Linda. Well, sure, listen, I'll speak to you soon anyway.
Yes, thank you, Tommy. Well done. We applaud
you're welcome,
you here.
Linda. Thanks for the opportunity. Thank you.